Bright minds are shining their light on technologies to help warfighters and veterans suffering from post-traumatic stress disorder. A competition known as the Foundry Cup kicked off yesterday. It's a three-day idea fest where individuals and companies pitch potential plans for treating PTSD. Jeff Orism is the founder and CEO of Eastern Foundry. His company started this innovation competition, and he joins me now. Jeff, good morning.
Morning, Tom. How are you?
All right. So let's start with what the Eastern Foundry is in the first place. It's a building, and there's Wi-Fi, but it's more than that, isn't it?
Yes, sir. So Eastern Foundry is the first of its kind physical marketplace for the government contracting industry. Under one roof, we have everyone from Booz Allen Hamilton to two-person startups working next to each other, sharing their capabilities, sharing information they've gathered about opportunities, using our scale to be able to get better rates with vendors. And so we think we're able to really facilitate the government contracting process.
So it beats working in the basement, in other words, if you're a startup.
Absolutely. It's a great place to work. It's a great layout. Get your conference rooms, have your internet, have your coffee. But most importantly, have a community of like-minded individuals that you can go team and partner with.
All right. Sounds very Silicon Valley-ish.
So that's where it was inspired. It was the basic idea that small businesses and, frankly, an industry can be more productive by co-locating and having that real-time relationship formation, having that real-time information sharing, which was absolutely started in Silicon Valley, but we think has a really powerful application here in the federal government.
Okay, so tell us about the Foundry Cup. Who's involved? Who's pitching? Who's listening? What's going on there?
Absolutely. So Eastern Foundry was founded by myself. I served in the Marine Corps and three other veterans who were all Army. And we wanted to do something to give back to the community that had done so much for us, the military and the veteran community. So as we looked at our capabilities, with our basic spirit of collaboration that we use with our standard customers, our clients, we thought the same thing could be applied to PTSD. Because we saw that there was a gap, that a lot of groups were looking at PTSD in a very long but rather narrow focus, taking one idea and really running with it as you may need to. But that PTSD takes so many different manifestations and so many different therapies work for different people that we thought it would be good to have a venue where people taking very different approaches to PTSD could all come together, exchange ideas, get the exposure that they want to national veterans organizations, to federal buyers, and you'd be able to have some built-in community. So that was the Foundry Cup. It began yesterday. We're providing 2 days of instruction. We've got groups like the VA, DARPA, DoD Center of Excellence on PTSD coming in to train all of our finalist companies. And that began yesterday and will continue today. And then tomorrow, they're going to have the opportunity to demonstrate, to do a demo day here in Crystal City, with where they'll get put out their capabilities, put up a table, pitch their concept to the public, and we have some cash prizes.
Okay, let me ask you this. You said you are a veteran and your co-founders are from the Army, you're from the Marine Corps, and you all get along pretty good though anyway, right?
despite our differences, we get along very well.
It's the Navy that would be, I guess, the tough one in there. And so the question I have is, to what degree you often hear it said that the only type of people that can really help veterans are those that served in similar circumstances. Mm-hmm. Clearly not all the companies that are pitching ideas at this event are necessarily in that category. Mm-hmm. And so do you think there's an openness to solutions from outside of DOD or from people that are much younger than those maybe having the PTSD, that those solutions can be adoptable and used?
Yeah, I think it's a great question. And I think there's an absolute openness. I don't think that the veteran community has a monopoly on good ideas around health tech. So if I look at our 14 finalists, a few of them are very, very targeted and specifically for the military context, like Black Sheep Milsim. They do exercises that try to recreate some of the experience of going through these stressful situations that led to the PTSD. And so that is very much a bi-veteran, for-veteran organization. Then you have a group like SoundOff, which I think, although it is specifically targeted to the veteran community, has just taken a good concept, a little bit like we did, from another source and applied it to veterans. They have a network of anonymous mental health providers that a veteran is able to plug into and have an ongoing relationship with. So basically, before the VA, it's the VA's backlog and can't get the veteran the help they need. through a mental health provider, SoundOff can be a great solution for them. So that's sort of a hybrid. And then you have a few companies in here who are like a SelfEcho, who are just here. They're applying what they've created as a stress detection platform that can be applied to any mental health issue. And they've seen it as a very clear application here.
We're speaking with Jeff Orizem. He is the founder and CEO of Eastern Foundry and also of the Foundry Cup, which is ongoing to find PTSD solutions. And just as psychiatric treatment over the decades has gone from talk and discussion and so forth to much more medicine and drug-based, there's also a technology basis to a lot of the treatments. What are some of the types of technologies we're seeing that are coming into this, and I guess other forms of mental illness also?
Absolutely. It's actually really cool to me. It's exciting to see how big data and health tech have really begun to provide solutions to PTSD. We're seeing things like Quantify, that are one of our finalists, Quantify, which is combing and analyzing the social media posts of veterans to look for concerning trends in what they're posting. So a big data analytics play on this. I mentioned the company SoundOff, which is taking this approach of crowdsourcing mental health provision to veterans. We're also seeing another company that's doing virtual reality simulations of events that were related to these stressors that people feel by giving you a smaller dose of the same stress that led to the PTSD in the first place, it can help you work through it.
Almost like hair of the dog.
A little hair of the dog. And interestingly, we've seen a number of different organizations taking that basic premise. Everything from people literally acting out, doing one-man plays of the stress that led to the situations that led to the PTSD, to virtual reality simulations, to this black sheep milsim, all of which are based on this idea that the hair of the dog concept.
And it seems like telehealth is making a bigger play in this whole field also.
Absolutely. We have a couple companies here who are looking at the way that mobile therapy in particular is our finalist, who is looking at ways to maintain and help people maintain treatment plans between visits to a clinic or to a professional. And this idea that we have millions of veterans in the U.S. today, by many estimates, 15% of whom have some form of PTSD, that number is just going to overwhelm, I think, any fixed-piece medical provider like the VA could. And we have veterans in rural parts of the country where it's just difficult to service them through traditional VA hospitals. Many of these solutions are really aimed at that demographic, to be able to leverage a technology platform to be able to reach more vets.
Okay, so give us just a quick idea what's going to happen next. Tomorrow is the demonstrations and so forth, and what happens to those that are selected as the top entries in the Foundry Cup?
Absolutely. So the 14 who are here with us receiving education today, yesterday, were all the finalists from all the applications that we received. Of those 14, all of them will get a chance to demo tomorrow, starting at 10 a.m. here in Crystal City. And what will end up happening is we'll have demonstrations to the panel of judges and the public. Then we'll go off to have a happy hour where people will be able to engage directly with the different providers, the different finalists, so they can get a hands-on experience of what their product or service is while the judges decide. We have one prize. Top prize is for $10,000, the second for $5,000, and there will be a People's Choice Award for $1,000. But as much as the cash prizes, I think, are great, what I'm really excited most about is the collaboration we've already seen between the finalists, the sharing of ideas about what each group has seen individually helping veterans that could be adopted by other groups within it. And then, of course, the exposure.
Jeff Orizem is the founder and CEO of Eastern Foundry. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you, Tom.